Once again, good evening to everyone online.
再一次跟大家在线上说声晚安。
May the peace and the joy of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you always.
愿神的平安喜乐永远与我们同在。
Thank God that tonight we can make some time to gather online for our service.
感谢神，我们今天都可以播出一些时间在晚上来参加这线上的聚会。
Tonight, the topic I'd like to share with everyone is overcome evil with good.
今天晚上想跟大家一起分享的主题是以善胜恶。
This comes from our Bible reading program this week.
那这个主题是从我们这周的查经而来。
We are finishing up the book of 1 Samuel this week.
这周我们要完成我们在撒母耳记上的查经。
We know that we all live in this fallen world of sin.
我们都知道我们现在活在一个充满罪性的世界。
People may often act very selfishly and sometimes maybe very far away from God.
很多人呢都是用很自私然后很远离神的方式在过生活。
And therefore, we are bound to eventually encounter people who may mistreat us in evil and unjust ways.
所以我们身边也充斥着也让我们经历的这些用邪恶和不公来对待我们的人。
So in the chapters that we have been reading recently, we can see that David has been giving us a very good example how to deal with this type of situation.
那从最近我们所查考的经节，我们可以看见大卫如何来教导我们。
It truly is like a masterclass of how we should treat those who have done evil to us.
这对我们来说是一个很重要的一个课程，就是如何来教导我们对待这些用邪恶来待我们的人。
Of course, when we encounter evil, we may act on a lot of impulse and emotion.
有的时候我们面对这些对待我们不好的人，我们可能会有很冲动的一些反应。
But for tonight, let's do our best as possible to store God's words and principles in our hearts.
那我们希望借由今天的讯息，将神的原则还有教导存在我们的心里。
So that in the next time, if we were to encounter, hopefully we can live out the words of God.
那所以下一次我们在经历过这样不公的事情的时候，我们能够依靠着神的话来度过。
So tonight, I'd like to divide my message into five parts.
那今天晚上我要将我的重点分为五个部分。
The first section is that we'll talk about that we need to see the other person's dignity.
那第一个部分呢，是我们要来看，我们要学习如何去看一个人的尊严。
And then secondly, we'll talk about how we need to speak reasonably and gracefully with the evildoer.
那第二个部分是我们要来学习面对这些作恶的人，我们要如何能够说话的有理，很优雅的把讯息传达。
Thirdly, we'll remind ourselves not to take vengeance by ourselves.
那第三点是我们不要靠自己来复仇。
Fourthly, we'll also talk about how we should try to avoid future conflict.
第四点是我们要如何来学习避免造成冲突。
And then finally, we'll talk about how it's so important to rely and trust in God.
最后第五点也是最重要的，是我们如何来信靠神，依靠神。
Okay, so let's talk about the first point.
我们来一起来讨论第一点。
That we need to somehow be able to see that this other person has dignity.
我们要学习的来看一看一个人他是否有他应有的尊严。
Let's now turn to 1 Samuel chapter 24.
我们一起来看撒母耳记上第24章。
We know by this time, 1 Samuel chapter 24, Saul has been already pursuing David for some time.
在撒母耳记我们读到第24章的时候，我们应该已经可以读到扫罗王已经在追杀大卫。
And in chapter 24, there was a very interesting situation.
在24章里面记载了一个很有趣的现象。
Because David went into a cave, and he and his men were in a cave.
这时候大卫和他的跟随的人进入了一个山洞。
And Saul was just so happened also to enter that cave, not knowing that David was there.
就在那个时候，扫罗王并不知道大卫在这个山洞里，然后他刚好进入了这个山洞。
And he went there to attend to his needs.
他进入山洞要做些需求。
Yeah, so when David's men found out, then they were telling David, "This is the opportunity that God has given to you."
当大卫跟随的人看见了扫罗，就告诉大卫说，这是他的机会，可以来杀掉扫罗。
Right, but how did David respond to them?
但是大卫是如何来回应他的跟随者呢？
Right, let's read 1 Samuel chapter 24, verse 6.
我们一起来读撒母耳记上24章的第六节。
Chapter 24, verse 6.
24章第六节。
And he said to his men, "The Lord forbid that I should do this thing to my master, the Lord's anointed, to stretch out my hand against him, seeing he is the anointed of the Lord." Please read.
24章六节，对跟随他的人说，我的主乃是神的受膏者，我在神面前万不敢伸手害他。因他是神的受膏者。
We can see David, he did get close to Saul and cut off a corner of his robe.
我们知道大卫真的是能够接近扫罗，并且割下他衣袍的一角。
But in the end, he dared not to strike Saul or kill Saul at that time.
但是最终大卫不敢，也没有对扫罗做任何事情。
The main reason was because of what we just read in verse 6.
这主要的原因也就是我们刚刚读的第六节。
Even though Saul was such an evil person to him, but he knew that he was God's anointed.
即使大卫知道扫罗是一个这样子作恶的人，但是他还是神的受膏者。
Right, so this word, the Lord's anointed, is pretty familiar to us.
所以在这里，神的受膏者对我们来说是非常熟悉的一段记载。
Right, the word anointed is basically the word where we get Messiah from.
那这个受膏的这个字，实际上也是我们所得到弥赛亚的这个字。
Right, it's because Messiah, Mashiach means someone who is anointed.
因为弥赛亚本身就代表的是受膏者。
So Saul, he was anointed much earlier by Samuel to be the king of Israel.
扫罗王在以先就是为撒母耳先知所高的君王。
So because David knew that God had hand chosen Saul, so he dared not to touch him.
大卫清楚的知道扫罗是神所亲自拣选的，所以他不敢。
And we know that David also was anointed sometime earlier before too.
我们也知道大卫也被受膏。
So perhaps David was also seeing things from that perspective.
所以我们可以推想的大卫也是从这个角度来看这件事情。
Maybe he was also thinking of in the future, if he were to be on the throne, how should others treat God's anointed king?
那我自己的猜想，或许他也会用这样子的角度来看，将来当我坐上宝座的时候，人们应该要怎么样来对待这个受膏的君王。
Right. So, yeah, in the end, we honor God, right? By honoring God's chosen one, you honor God.
所以当我们敬畏神所拣选的人，我们就是在敬畏神。
Okay, so let's now put this into a more yeah, a more applicable situation than that.
那我们试着来用更实用的方式来看待它。
Right. Today, if we encounter an evil person,
如果今日我们面对了一个邪恶的人，
right, and they did something really that's unreasonable to us.
他们可能真的对了我们做了一些很不合理的事情。
Of course, sometimes it would be very difficult to think very calmly.
当然，有的时候要能够很冷静的来想这些事情是有困难的。
Right, but here the Bible is giving us a related concept.
但是这里圣经给了我们一些相关的观念。
We may not be all anointed kings, right?
我们可能不是是受膏要成为君王。
But the Bible does tell us that every human being is created in the image of God.
但是圣经明确地告诉我们，每一个人都是按照神的形象所造。
Right, so God, in Genesis chapter 1, God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness.
我们知道在创世纪第一章里面记载着神说用自己的形象来造人。
Right, so this is what makes human beings different from all other animals.
这也是让人和其他的动物有所分别的地方。
Okay, so every single human being has just this intrinsic worth and dignity.
那每一个人都是有他内在的尊严和价值。
Yeah. So if in that moment we were to retaliate and to really harm or even kill the evil one.
所以当我们有那个念头要复仇要伤害人或者是甚至要到杀人的时候。
Right. It actually can be indirectly an offense to God who has created him.
其实这间接的就是去冒犯了所创造我们的神。
Right, let's turn to Proverbs chapter 14.
我们一起来翻到箴言第十四篇。
Proverbs chapter 14.
箴言第十四篇。
Verse 31.
三十一节。
Proverbs 14, verse 31.
箴言十四章三十一节。
He who oppresses the poor reproaches his maker. But he who honors him has mercy on the needy. Please read.
三十一节，欺压贫寒的是入墨造他的主，怜悯穷乏的乃是尊敬主。
Here is basically echoing the message of how everyone has intrinsic worth.
所以这一段经节其实就是回应了我们每一个人内在的尊严和价值。
People often may look down on the poor because they have, they have little resources, they have little power, right? Usually.
通常人们会看低了贫穷的人，因为他们是资源缺乏的。
But if you were to oppress this person, you are actually indirectly also offending God, his maker.
但是如果你欺压他们，其实间接的也就是在冒犯了创造他们的主。
Okay. On the other hand, if you really want to honor God, you should honor those who are in need. You should honor those that he has created.
所以如果我们真正的想要敬畏神，我们也是要敬畏那些是有需求的人，因为他们也是神所造的。
Let's also turn to Proverbs 17, verse 6.
我们继续来读箴言的第十七章。
Right, Proverbs chapter 17, verse 6.
箴言十七章的第六节。
Oh, sorry, verse 5. Yeah, verse 5.
第五节。
Chapter 17, verse 5.
箴言十七章第五节。
He who mocks the poor reproaches his maker. Please read me.
第五节，戏笑穷人的是入墨造他的。
So this is very similar to the previous verse.
那这一节和前面一节是很相似的。
Here is you didn't even oppress this person, you're just mocking them. And actually, that's offending God.
在这里并不是说欺压，而是你戏笑这些人也是辱没造他的主。
So we apply the same kind of principle to when somebody harms us.
那我们将这个原则去应用在要伤害我们的人。
Right, it's true because he has done evil. He's of course he is evil, right? In God's eyes, of course, that will eventually be judged.
没有错，他伤害我们，在神的眼里他是恶的，那最终他也是会受到惩罚。
But at the end, he's also still a person that God has created.
但是他还是一个人，是神所造的人。
Right, so we should not, yeah, so we should not take things into our own hands, right?
所以我们不应该用我们的手来做复仇。
Lest we indirectly offend God, our maker.
因为这样我们就会间接的来伤害了我们造我们的主。
Right. Let's now talk about a second point, right?
我们一起来学习第二个重点。
Right. So let's now go back to 1 Samuel chapter 24.
我们再次回到撒母耳记上24章。
Right. And we'll go back to, let's now go to verse 9.
我们来读第九节。
1 Samuel chapter 24, verse 9.
撒母耳记上24章第九节。
And David said to Saul, why do you listen to the words of men who say, indeed, David seeks your harm? Look, this day your eyes have seen that the Lord delivered you today into my hand in the cave, and someone urged me to kill you. But my eye spared you, and I said, I will not stretch out my hand against my Lord, for he is the Lord's anointed. Please read.
撒母耳记上24章9节，大卫对扫罗说，你为何听信人的谗言，说大卫想要害你呢？十节，今日你亲眼看见在洞中神将你交在我手里，有人叫我杀你，我却爱惜你，说我不敢伸手害我的主，因他是神的受膏者。
Again, here we can see David call Saul that he was God's anointed.
在这里我们再一次看见大卫称扫罗为神的受膏者。
Right, and therefore he dared not to touch Saul.
所以他不敢来碰触扫罗。
Yeah. But here we can also see the second point that we want to emphasize tonight.
那在这里我们也可以看见我们想要强调的第二点。
Right, how do you interact then with this evil person?
你应该要如何来和这些邪恶的人来应对？
Well, first, you can try to speak reason with them.
那第一个我们可以试试的是与他们来讲道理。
Right, so verses 9 and 10, you can see that David was starting to ask Saul some questions for him to think about.
在第九节和第十节里面，我们可以看见大卫试着要来问扫罗一些问题。
It's for Saul to think about his thoughts and then the actual reality.
让扫罗来想一想，然后来看看他的行动。
Right. So is David actually a threat to him?
让扫罗来清楚的想一想，说大卫真的对他来说是一个威胁吗？
Right. So after David asked questions, then he also then brought out some proof of the fact that he actually could have already killed him.
那在大卫跟扫罗问完问题之后，他也拿出了证据来告诉扫罗说，其实我是可以直接伤害你的。
Let's read verse 11.
我们一起来读第十一节。
Verse 11, Moreover, my father, see, yes, see the corner of your robe in my hand. For in that I cut off the corner of your robe and did not kill you, know and see that there is neither evil nor rebellion in my hand. And I have not sinned against you. Yet you hunt my life to take it. Please read.
十一节，我父啊，看看你外袍的衣襟在我手中，我割下你的衣襟，没有杀你。你由此可以知道我没有恶意叛逆你， 你虽然掠取我的命，我却没有得罪你。
Right. So, David was showing very concrete evidence that he actually was so close to Saul, he could have killed him.
在这里，大卫提出了他非常确凿的证据，告诉他我是可以杀害扫罗的。
Okay. But then he was showing that truly there is no evil or rebellion in his heart.
但是在这里，大卫表明了他是没有恶意的叛逆的。
Okay. If we keep on reading, we can see that he even quotes a proverb of the ancients.
那如果我们继续读下去，我们也可以看见大卫甚至引用了在箴言里面的经节。
Right, and he was saying that wickedness proceeds from the wicked, verse 13.
在这里十三节里面说，恶事出于恶人。
Right, and since he did not do anything wicked against Saul, he's trying to tell Saul, you know, I have no wickedness in me.
他在这里告诉扫罗说，我并没有要加害你。
Okay, so David tried to reason with Saul.
在这里，大卫试着要和扫罗来讲道理。
And you can see also this whole interaction, he was very graceful and humble.
那我们在这里可以看见大卫对扫罗的表现也是很优雅的，然后也是很
谦卑的。
谦卑的。
Yeah, let's read verse 8.
我们再一次读第八节。
Right, in verse 8, you can see when David came out of the cave, he stooped with his face to the earth and bowed down.
在这里我们读第八节的时候可以看见大卫就屈身脸伏，伏于地下拜。
And this action was trying to express his humility and sincerity.
在这里他表现出了他的谦卑和他的真诚。
And also, it really physically shows that he's no threat to Saul.
而且他也是明显的表现出他对扫罗是没有威胁的。
Right, because when you stoop your face to the ground, you're very vulnerable. You actually, on the other hand, can be attacked by the other person.
因为当你将脸伏伏在地的时候，其实你是完全没有害的，甚至是你可以是被害，要可以是被害的。
Okay. And if we go back to verse 14 and 15,
如果我们再读十四节跟十五节，
David even compares himself to a dead dog.
大卫甚至将他自己跟一只死狗来做比喻。
And also compares himself to an insignificant flea.
他甚至把自己去和一个跳蚤来做比较。
Okay. So we can see David used these type of words and also this type of attitude to interact with Saul, who was so evil to him.
那我们可以看见大卫是用多么谦卑的言语甚至是行动来面对一个这么邪恶的扫罗。
Okay. So we don't have enough time, but in chapter 26, when David had another opportunity to kill Saul, it was also the same type of, he's trying to reason with Saul and also being very grateful, graceful again.
那因为我们的时间不多，如果我们再读到第26章，我们可以看到大卫是还有另外一个机会能够来伤害扫罗，但是他仍然没有做这样子的事。
Okay. So today, if we are encountering somebody who has, is trying to hurt us or is very evil to us.
当我们遇上了类似这样的情况，有人会要来伤害我们，或者是对我们做出很邪恶的事情。
We can also try this step as well. Try to reason with the person.
我们也可以先试着和他们来讲道理，说清楚。
Right, to explain that, you know, I don't know why you've been so harsh against me, but I have no ill intent against you.
我们可以跟他们说清楚说，虽然我不明白你对我如此尖锐，但是我们是没有任何意图的。
Right, and try to share whatever evidence you might have and be very gracious in your attitude.
那我们也可以表现出，也可以出示一些证明，让我们能够证明自己其实是无害的，然后能够用很合理的态度来表达。
Okay. In Proverbs, there's a verse that says, "A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word, it stirs up anger."
那在诗篇里面有说，温和的话语能够降解低愤怒。
Yeah, so today we should also be mindful of our words when we're interacting with this person.
所以当我们在与人沟通的时候，我们也要知道如何来选择我们的话语。
Okay, let's now go back to 1 Samuel chapter 24.
那我们再次回到撒母耳记上24章。
Right. We already mentioned in verse 4, David's companions were trying to convince him to kill Saul.
那在第四节里面，这里有记载到说，大卫的跟随者告诉了大卫，他可以来杀扫罗。
Right. But we can see how David, he actually was, he was not going to touch Saul, and he was also convincing them that this is actually not the right thing to do.
那大卫也能不仅仅是表达自己不应该做这些事情，甚至来告诉并且说服他的跟随的人。
So like in verse 7, it says, he restrained his servants with these words.
就像是在第七节的这里记载，大卫用话拦住跟随他的人。
So David's men, actually, they were all on board. They're ready to kill Saul and get rid of this problem in their lives.
那大卫的跟随者其实他们已经真的准备好要去杀掉扫罗了。
It's because of Saul that they're all hiding in this cave. Their life is so miserable.
那就是因为扫罗，所以他们大家都才藏在山洞里，生活真的很痛苦。
Right, but David said he is God's anointed, right? And therefore we cannot strike the anointed one of the Lord.
但是大卫一再的强调，扫罗是神的受膏者，他们不能冒犯他。
So David exemplified the Christian teachings of not taking vengeance by ourselves.
所以大卫在这里做了一个很好的例子，我们身为基督徒不应该要伤害人。
Okay, let's go to Romans chapter 12.
我们可以一起来读罗马书第十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
罗马书第十二章。
Let's read from verse 17.
我们一起从第十七节开始读。
Romans chapter 12 from verse 17.
罗马书十二章十七节。
Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. Verse 18.
八。
If it is possible, as much as depends on you,Live peaceably with all men. 19. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Right. Verse 20. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Verse 21. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Please read.
罗马书十二章十七节，不要以恶报恶，众人以为美的事要留心去做，是吧？若是能行，总要尽力与众人和睦。十九，亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒，因为经上记着，主说：伸冤在我，我必报应。二十。所以你的仇敌若饿了，就给他吃；若渴了，就给他喝。因为你这样行，就是把炭火堆在他的头上。二十一，你不可为恶所胜，反要以善胜恶。
Okay, so here is Paul telling the church of what we should do as Christians.
在这里是使徒保罗告诉教会应该要如何来行。
Because in verse 14, it talks about persecution.
在十四节里面谈到了逼迫。
So probably this is talking about when the early Christians were facing some evil people who were persecuting them.
在这里可能是在描述的在教会的早期，信徒们会受到邪恶的人的逼迫。
So when they are persecuted, of course they are suffering a lot of unjust things.
当然，当他们受到逼迫的时候，他们是受到很多不公的对待。
And it's very natural to want to fight back, to try to take revenge.
很自然的，我们就是要反击，要能够复仇。
Right, but here Paul reminds us, don't avenge ourselves.
但是在这里，使徒保罗提醒我们不要自己来报仇。
Leave it in God's hands.
我们要把它留给神。
And then instead, we should actually try to change the whole situation by doing good to the person.
而且不只是我们要试着来反转这个事情，让善来战胜恶。
Recently, I just happened to just like visit a person's YouTube channel.
那最近我就是无意间看到了一个YouTube 的频道。
And he's a Christian, right?
他是一个基督徒。
And I think because his videos, it was online, so of course anybody can see it.
因为他的这些视频都是在线上的，每一个人都可以观看。
So one time, another YouTuber who was an atheist was basically taking his content and then attacking him.
那另外一个也是这种 YouTube 频道的人，他其实一个无神论者，他就拿了他的内容来反击这位基督徒。
Yeah, but this Christian, how did he respond?
那这个基督徒他是如何来回应这个攻击呢？
He responded to this atheist with grace.
他就很优雅的来回应了这个无神论者。
And actually contacted him to ask him, can I visit you?
他甚至来联络他说，我是否能够亲自拜访你。
Right. And it happened that he went to go to that person's hometown and visited him. And they eventually were able to have a discussion.
那这位基督徒呢，真的去到了这位无神论者的居住的地方，然后甚至一起来讨论。
Right, and then eventually they made a video together. And even though they still have differing opinions, but you could see the mutual respect and how the atheist also has a different view of this Christian now.
那最终他们两个人一起拍了一段视频。然后可以在这里面，我们可以看到他们互相对对方的尊重，即使他们仍然拥有不同样的观点。
Yeah, so you know, this Christian, he could have probably, you know, just he could have ignored the situation. He could have fought back, you know, online and say things.
那这个基督徒呢，他可以就是单纯的忽略，或者是不要去理会这一个攻击，或者是他可以直接反击，在线上反击回来。
Yeah, but he did not take vengeance, and he tried to overcome. He overcame the evil with good.
他没有选择要报复、要复仇，反而他是用以善来对抗这个恶。
Yeah, so today we should be reminded of this principle, right? Let's not take vengeance by ourselves.
那在这里，我们也要学习到的是，我们也要能够有这样子的原则，不要靠自己来复仇。
Now, of course, if you are, if you have been wronged, I'm not saying you don't try to correct the wrong, right?
当然，我们可能也是有会被误解过。我并不是说我们不应该要来做些解释。
Right. I'm not saying either that we just let others take advantage of us either.
我也不是说就让他们来占我们便宜吧。
Right. Because we can see in the Bible too that, you know, we're not just a punching bag. Yeah, we're not just, we can also try to do things to correct the situation.
那我们也可以在圣经里面看到，我们不是 碰到了这些事情就是直接回击，而是我们要试着能够扭转，让事情是往好的方向发展。
And whatever is still within your like legal rights, you can use to try to correct the situation.
那在我们可以符合法律的条件下，我们能够尽量的做我们能做的。
For example, one time Paul, he was imprisoned wrongfully in Philippi.
在就像是使徒保罗曾经被下在监里，是用不合理的理由被下在监里。
And remember that was the evening where he was singing hymns with Silas and the earthquake happened and they were able to be released.
那这就是那一个晚上他与希拉在监狱里一同唱赞美诗，然后监狱就因为发生地震，监狱的门就打开了。
And of course the jailer, he later believed and got baptized.
那我们也知道最后这个监狱的看管的人相信了耶稣，也接受了洗礼。
Right, so, but what did Paul do after this event?
但是保罗在这一个事件之后，他做了什么呢？
Right, because the jailer was saying, just go, go in peace.
因为这一个看管监狱的人就说，你平安的离开吧。
Right, but Paul said, no, they beat us openly. We were uncondemned Romans. They threw us into prison.
那在这里保罗就说，他们把我们击打了，又把我们丢到了监狱里。
And we are Romans.
我们是罗马人。
Right? And now they want to just let us go secretly?
那他们就要这样偷偷的让我们就走了吗？
No, let them come themselves and to take us out of the prison.
他说不，他们应该要亲自过来，然后让我们能够被释放。
Right? So, yeah, so this is not taking vengeance, but it's also righting a wrong, right?
那这不是叫复仇，但是正是要把它倒回正确的方向。
Right. One time also, one time also Paul, he returned from a missionary journey.
那另外一次是保罗从他的宣道旅程回来。
And then he was in Jerusalem.
他回到了耶路撒冷。
And he was again kind of arrested unjustly.
那他又是在不公义的状态下被逮捕。
And they were actually prepared to scourge him, right, to whip him.
那这些兵丁又准备要鞭打他。
Right, so Paul, he said, is it lawful for you to scourge a man who is a Roman?
那保罗就跟他们讲道理说，这是合法的吗？你要来鞭打一个罗马人。
Right, when he's uncondemned, you haven't put him on trial yet.
如果我没有犯罪，你也甚至不能把我放到审判。
Yeah, 还没被审判过。
还没被审
判。Right. So, yeah, so again, we don't take vengeance, but it's not saying you just then are taking advantage of. You can, of course, within the proper sphere, take some corrective action.
那当我们受到不公平的对待的时候，我们并不是单纯的就是我不做任何事让他们来这样子不公义的对待我，而是在适当的情况下，在合理的情况下，我们要把事情导向对的方向。
Right. But of course, for David at that situation, there was really nothing he could do because Saul was the king. He was the law in a way.
但是在大卫的那个时期里，其实大卫什么都不能做，因为扫罗就是王，扫罗代表了那时代的法律。
Yeah. But what David did not to take vengeance still was so ahead of its time.
但是大卫没有靠自己的力量来报仇，其实是在远远领先他那个时代的观念。
Yeah, he was already like exemplifying New Testament Christ-like Christian principles already.
其实他已经在展现表现出一个新约时代是如何活出一个基督样式的范例。
Okay, let's now go to 1 Samuel chapter 27.
我们再回到撒母耳记上的第27章。
1 Samuel chapter 27.
撒母耳记上27章。
Let's now read verse 1.
我们来读第一节。
Verse 1.
第一节。
And David said in his heart, Now I shall perish someday by the hand of Saul. There is nothing better for me than that I should speedily escape to the land of the Philistines, and Saul will despair of me to seek me any more in any part of Israel. So I shall escape out of his hand. Please read him.
撒母耳记上二十七章一节，大卫心里说：“必有一日，我死在扫罗手里，不如逃奔非利士地去。扫罗见我不在以色列的境内，就必绝望，不再寻索我，这样我可以脱离他的手。”
Here was David's thinking after the second time he had a chance to kill Saul.
这是大卫他在。能够有第二次机会杀扫罗的时候，他所拥有的想法。
Right, even though Saul agreed that David was righteous and he will not pursue him any longer.
即使扫罗向大卫保证说大卫是公义的，他不会再追杀他。
Right, but David he could see that Saul was extremely unstable.
但是大卫很明显的可以知道说扫罗他其实还是不是很稳定的。
Right, so when we are dealing with evil people, right, we also need to try to gauge the situation and try to avoid future conflict.
那当我们面对，当我们知道面对一个邪恶的人的时候，我们应该要如何来去避免冲突。
Right. He knew that David knew that Saul, after some time, he would probably still be obsessed with wanting to kill him.
Right.
So David took some evasive action, right, to avoid putting himself in the situation where he might be harmed again.
所以大卫就先采取了一些行动和措施来防止扫罗来伤害他。
Right, so today, if we know this person's character, a person's character, and he may offend us or mistreat us in the future, we don't have to be near them, right? We can avoid them.
其实像我们知道，如果你已经了解某些人他的个性就是比较邪恶的，你可以试着去避免与他接触，减少冲突。
Yeah, so David, he went to the land of the Philistines.
所以大卫他逃去了非利士地。
Right, that's a location where Saul could not travel freely.
那在非利士地，扫罗是并不能够自由的进出。
Right, because once he steps into Philistine land,The Philistines would think that that's like an act of war.
当扫罗如果踏入了非利士地的时候，就会让非利士人觉得他要挑起战争。
Okay, so this was actually a pretty good decision by David.
所以这对大卫来说，他做出了一个很正确的决定。
Right, even though he left the land of Israel.
即使说他先暂时离开了以色列境内。Okay.
And eventually, by taking this decision, it turns out that that second time he could have killed Saul, that was actually the last time, it seems in the Bible, where they interacted face to face.
那因为这个决定，所以大卫他第二次有机会可以杀掉扫罗王的那一个情境，其实是最后一次扫罗和大卫是面对面的接触。
Yeah, so...David was able to protect himself and no longer suffer any type of direct mistreatment.
那这因为大卫的这个决定让他能够不再受到扫罗的威胁，甚至是也能够不再受到扫罗直接的伤害。
Yeah. Okay, so this is also something we can do.
这也是我们可以一起来学习的。
Okay, and then finally, We should remember in this whole process of interacting with evildoers, we need to trust in God.
那最后我们要一起来学习是，当我们在面对这些恶者的时候，我们是要能够相信神。
Trust in Him and wait on His timing.
我们要相信神，并且等待神的时间。
If we go to 1 Samuel chapter 26,
如果我们来看撒母耳记上26章。
And let's read verse 10.
我们一起来读第十节。
26 verse 10.
26章第十节。
David said, furthermore, as the Lord lives, the Lord shall strike him, or his day shall come to die, or he shall go out to battle and perish. Verse 11. The Lord forbid that I should stretch out my hand against the Lord's anointed. Please read him.
26章第十节，大卫又说，我指着永生的神起誓，他或被神击打，或是死期到了，或是出战阵亡。十一，我在神面前万不敢伸手害神的受膏者。
Okay. This was that second time that David could have killed Saul.
这是第二次保罗可以杀掉扫罗的机会。大卫可以杀掉扫罗的机会。
But you can see his thinking at that time.
但是我们可以从这里看见大卫是如何思考的。
He was trusting in God. He was thinking that God eventually will allow this situation to conclude.
大卫是全然的相信神的，因为他相信神会让这一个事情有一个结局。
That I should not take action by myself, but the Lord will eventually do something.
我不应该自己采取某些行动，而是神会亲自来处理。
That maybe one day God will strike him himself.
或是有一天神会直接击打他。
Maybe one day Saul will just kind of die at his old age, or like just one day he will just die.
或是扫罗即将在他年老后死亡，或是就是死了，某一天死了。
Yeah, or one day when he goes to battle, he will die there. That God allows that to happen.
或是扫罗要上战场，那神让扫罗战死在战场上。
So when we are dealing with evildoers, we also need to keep this in our heart.
当我们在面对这种邪恶者的时候，我们要把这些事情放在心上。
During those years, David wrote many songs.
在那一段时间呢，大卫其实写了很多首诗。
For example, Psalm 54.
就像是诗篇的第54篇。
When you read Psalm 54 and you look at the subtitle, the superscription.
那当你在读诗篇第54篇它的小字内容的时候，
it's actually probably referring to, it's definitely during the time when Saul was pursuing him.
那这个小字里面呢，我们可以查考到的就是当时扫罗就是正在追杀大卫的时候。
But you can see who David was relying on.
那我们可以看见大卫所倚靠仰赖的是谁呢？
You read this whole psalm, he was trusting in God.
如果你读了这整篇的诗篇，我们可以知道大卫是倚靠神。
Right, like in verse 4, Behold, God is my helper.
就像是第四节，神是帮助我的。
Right, yeah, so if we also go to Psalm 57,
如果我们再翻到第57篇，
Again, from the subtitle, you can see this is written when he had to flee from Saul into the cave.
那我们从这个小字里面的描述可以知道，大卫正当时是要从山洞中逃跑的。
Okay, and again, you look at the contents, especially verse 1.
如果我们看一下内容，特别像是第一节。
He says that my soul trusts in you, right? He's saying he trusts in God.
在这里他说，因为我的心投靠你。
Yeah, so through the whole, all those years of being on the run, David, he was trusting in God.
在大卫逃跑的生命这么多年中，他是信靠神的。
Eventually, God's time arrived.
最终神的时间临到。
Right, and Saul, he did die in battle.
扫罗确实是死在了战场上。
So for us, we also need to have this type of faith and trust.
所以我们也要有这样的信心，还有这样的信心。
Okay. Thank God we can see all these actions, these wise steps that David took.
在这里我们可以看见大卫充满智慧的行动和他的准备。
Right. When someone has been evil to us, it's human nature to want to retaliate.
当我们受到了邪恶的对待，很自然的我们就是想要反击。
Right. But hopefully the next time we encounter this, we can have these words of God, these principles of God really manifest in our actions and words.
那希望下一次我们在受到这种不公平或是邪恶的对待的时候，神的话可以表现在我们的处理当中。
For the Lord Jesus Christ, He calls us to trust Him.
因为神呼召我们是让我们相信他。
And also to overcome evil with good.
然后要学习的以善胜恶。
Okay, this concludes my message tonight.
那我们就结束今天的讯息。
We'll now conclude with a final prayer.
那我们要用祷告来做最后的结束。